What makes a rule breaker? Why do some people do this? If that was me, as soon as a police officer looked at me, I would just give them all the information. I would not even consider doing it. I have been called goody two shoes before. I have no doubt you might be the same, but if you're willing to chat about it, share your thoughts, 1-300-222-936. Diane called to say the three women should be made to work in a nursing home for a few weeks. Maybe see how the other half live, potentially, Diane. 0438 922 936. Dr. Louise Marler joins me now. She's an Australian body language expert and psychologist to talk about what makes a rule breaker. Why are some of us like this? Louise, are you a rule breaker or are you a goody two shoes?
Oh, hi, Lucy. I'm a rule breaker by norm.
Oh.
But actually, at the moment, when it comes to coronavirus, I'm a goody two shoes. I'm wearing my mask. I'm isolating. You know, it's a life and death situation. And I think, you know, if you think about it, you understand that's what we have to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what the majority of my texts are saying. I mean, even in Tassie, where things really look like they are, quote unquote, back to normal, we still want to feel safe. We still, so many of us are still trying to do the right thing. When it comes to being a rule breaker, what is happening there? Why do some of us act like that?
Well, you know, I think in the case of the three girls, you know, it's youth. You know, they don't have the experience. My mother and her family went through the Depression, and we used to make fun of her because she'd say, you know what, you need to work for the government and you need to have enough land to grow your own vegetables. And I'm like, Mum, that is ridiculous. But actually, from where we're standing right now, that's not such bad advice. You know, people who've been through hardship have a different perspective. But, you know, these young people, they haven't been through. You know, they've lived in the land of milk and honey and they just don't get it. And also, I think they think, well, it's just older people. And, you know, I'll be right. It's just a club. It's just younger people. You know, we'll be fine. I love the idea of sending them off to work in do work experience in the old people's home. I love that idea.
Maybe they need to go to a Victorian aged care home. It sounds like they are seriously struggling at the moment. Things are really, really tough. And
terrible.
They can see maybe what this COVID-19 virus does to people.
Yeah.
It's not all young people, though, is it?
No, it's not. You know, I know some people who are really into conspiracy theory. You know, a colleague of mine sent me an email and said, have you seen this person analyse this body language? And I'm like, what is this about? And they said, yes, it's clearly they are responsible for it and they've set it up so they can make money out of. And I'm like, oh, please stop. You know, and I think that's a lack of control issue, that people have had their work stripped away from them, their life stripped away from them, their friends, and now perhaps we're saying wear masks and they've just gone, I can't do it. You know, I've got to have some control. And I think it's a control issue. Then, of course, I think there are five reasons. The invincible of the young people, the lack of control for some people, mental instability, I think that, you know, will play a part. Attention seekers and those who are easily influenced, you know, cult behaviour, easily hypnotised into believing that there is something deeper. You know, remember von Daniken? When I was a girl, the book came out, von Daniken, about aliens landing on the Earth. And yes, and, you know, it was pretty believable when you read the book.
That's really interesting. So when it comes to young people and feeling invincible, do you think that's why so many young people do that? They just think, I'm not going to get sick, so I can do whatever I want, without maybe thinking of their parents, their grandparents, and those who can get ill.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they're young. Look at the people who drive too fast. Look at the people who drive without a license. People who drive. It's part of being young. I don't think these girls should go to jail. But I think they have been made an example of, and I think that's very important. You know, which leads us to what do we do? You know, the way forward. And this is really like a war. And at the moment, we have our politicians who have a method of pleading on a daily basis. And I think, you know, is it that simple? I think we need to be a little bit more clever. You know, like the Second World War, we have to prepare for us going in and out of different circumstances. More grey, less black and white. Metaphors, stories, timelines, goals, catchphrases, you know, stories, games. And we need to be empathetic. I think that Jacinda Ardern has done that. You know, she's constantly thanking the New Zealand people, you know, feeling the warmth of the people in their different situations. And that communicates better than a dominant approach.
Yeah, I do. Watching her press conferences, you feel like she's like your sister or your mum or your daughter or something like that. She feels like someone who's really close to you.
And she'll say, "Come on, everybody, well done."
You feel like you're doing something right. You want to keep going. 18 past five, Dr. Louise Marler is my guest, and we're talking about why some people are rule breakers and maybe, you know, what that penalty should be for people who do break the law when it comes to COVID-19. Bob in Dover says the wages of sin are death. Anyone giving false statements can expect karma to catch up. Rule breakers have no excuse. All the information is out there. Don't cheat the Reaper. That sounds like something I watched last night on TV. It's crazy that you said that, Bob. Damien says the penalty for these people should be community service in aged care. They could then get to know the cohort who were put at greatest risk by their selfish actions. And Romin Hobart says an appropriate penalty would be conspiracy to commit medical assault with a $10,000 on the spot fine. I won't read that last bit, Rom, because I do not condone assault. But do you think harsh penalties, Louise, maybe do send an effective message?
Yes and no. I don't know. It warrants a harsh penalty. It warrants something. It warrants more effort on education. And maybe our politicians aren't the right people to be educating. Yes, giving us the messages, but not educating us. We need to... Harsh penalties, I don't know, will you know, work for the young people who feel invincible, that they can get away with it. You know, they're doing drugs. It's not my world. But, you know, I hear about the numbers of young people doing drugs, and I think, what are they thinking? Mm. Well, you know, they're thinking that same kind of risk strategy in this case, and it's education that will get us through, and then more, not punishment, but community work. I love that idea of the people who are texting in.
Yeah, I think that's a nice idea, actually, getting into aged care. But it probably does warrant education, as you say, when a lot of these young people, when a lot of the people breaking the rules are young people. What about relaxing restrictions like we have done here in Tasmania? Does that give some people the message that they can do anything?
Well, in Tasmania, you've got such a low rate. You know, that sounds fair. Reward for good behaviour.
Yeah, it certainly does.
I'm worried about Sydney myself.
How are you feeling? Are you in Melbourne or Sydney?
I'm in Melbourne.
Oh, no, Louise.
I'm in Melbourne. And I think everyone I speak to is just, you know, on a very low energy. And jealous, I have to say. You know, I hear the friends who are going out to restaurants and, you know, I'm like, oh. You know, I feel like Lurch in the Addams Family. Oh. You know.
There might be. I mean, you probably don't really get to see anyone, really. But is there a different feel in the air since you recorded more than 700 cases today?
Oh, yes. No, I haven't seen anyone. No, I think we were expecting that, quite frankly. You know, we're in lockdown for 6 weeks. And I think, you know, from what happened a week ago, we were waiting for it to boom. And, you know, it started to go down. But it was very, very depressing when we had to go back into lockdown. I think that was where there was a huge mood change. There's little that could make us lower, I think, really.
Dr. Louise Marler, any parting words for the rule breakers out there who may be listening right now?
Yes, make fun of a mask. It's not that bad. Scientists wear them every day and get used to it. It's okay. Just do it.
Good on you. Look after yourself. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.
Dr. Louise Marler there, psychologist and Australian body language expert, talking a little bit about not only wearing a mask, but what makes us rule breakers, and maybe what should the penalty be for the people that are flouting the law, doing the wrong thing, going against these really strict COVID-19 restrictions, particularly in other states and territories, like the women who went from Victoria for, quote unquote, an illegal party and then went back to their home state. It's really scary, isn't it? 1300 222 936.